You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, for our weekly catch-up with the contestants of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4, I spoke to Max Drag Queen about her experiences on the show and what is next for her.
Starting from the beginning, what was your reaction like being picked for the season of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under?
Stressful. It was a very highly emotional time for me. So, a lot of ifs, ands, and also buts, unfortunately.
And if we're going straight into the Maxi Challenge, this Maxi Challenge was a simulated audition for the soap Platypussies on Fire. How was your experience with this challenge?
How was your experience saying that?
That was a lot to say. That was a mouthful, literally a mouthful.
I will reciprocate that energy. The challenge was also very interesting. It was a mouthful. It was a time that I had on the show. Yes.
Yeah. And did you have much acting experience beforehand? I know you're an incredible dancer, and I know a lot of those two kind of intertwine. But is acting sort of new to you, or?
I am a theatre kid, actually. So I am not shy to the screen or the stage. This, however, was just a very tough day for me as a human being. I feel like the challenge wasn't, again, the challenge that I was trying to overcome. The biggest challenge of my day was getting out of bed and putting on a smile. And for that, I can be proud of that.
Yeah, no, understandable. Completely understandable. Throughout the season, you have had some very intense life changes occur, such as the passing of your mum, which I'm really, really sorry to hear. That's really horrible. And you are very strong going through this entire competition, and you should be very, very proud of yourself. You did it incredibly. How was navigating this experience, and how supportive have the other queens been regarding this?
Yeah, firstly, thank you for saying that. The experience has been very, I don't know, to this day, I still don't know if it was the right decision to like go on the show and do it at this time. But the other queens that I got to do this show with have made me feel like it was worth it. They've made me feel like I did a good job. They made me feel like I was a star. They made me feel like I shouldn't have quit or given up at any point. So all the credit goes to how incredibly kind my season 4 sisters have been to me.
That's really lovely to hear of them. And are you in contact with them much since the show's wrapped?
Unfortunately, every single day. Not a day passes where I do not speak to at least one of them.
That's very lovely. Do you guys have like a group chat or something like that?
Yes. So it is tradition with any Drag Race franchise that the moment that the first person gets eliminated, their civil duty is to start the group chat for your season. So we speak in there probably once a day.
No, fair enough. Getting back to the show a little bit, what would you say would be your favorite challenge on the show? Out of all the challenges that you had to go through, which one's your favorite?
Favorite challenge would have to probably be the design challenge. It was the first day that I felt like confident and like content with, it felt like the first day that like actually felt like Drag Race. It really felt like, okay, cool, we're doing like Drag Race. Like Snatch Game didn't really feel like it felt like a fever dream. It didn't feel real. The sewing challenge, however, it was my favorite day that we did.
Yeah. And looking back now, is there anything you would change with any of the challenges, or are you pretty confident with everything that you did?
My performance or the challenges themselves?
Just anything, really. I know it's a very broad question, but...
Well, I will happily take a broad question. It means I can do whatever I want with it. And I happily say that I wish that they fleshed out the acting challenge a lot more. And I think a lot of the girls in my season will probably agree with me that it was just poorly written. The judging was really strange in terms of what everybody's critiques were. It just felt like a weird day, and it felt like a weird day because the challenge was weird. So I don't really take any umbrage with my elimination because I think it was A, my time to go, B, a really weird challenge. Yeah, just weird.
With the acting challenge, would you say you would have wished more like of like a linear structure to it, like, oh, you have to do this, this, and this, and this? Because from my experience as a viewer, it seemed like quite a broad approach to doing something like that. Like, it's a really cool challenge idea.
I think the idea is cool, but yeah, I think that they should have made it a lot more clear as to what was being asked or expected of us. It was too broad, and I think it was broad on purpose, which ultimately didn't result in a successful challenge. I personally believe that it wasn't successful, because what we, I think, see, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that there are like four queens that are technically in the bottom. I mean, they say that there's three, but I'm like, Mandy equally did a very, very bad or weird job, you know? Like, the only people that were like perceived as the top and weren't stressed, and I think Untucked is something to go by off of this, is that Lazy and Freya were like, oh, we're fine this week. The rest of us were like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it was just weird.
Do you think the challenge would have ran differently if it was like a collaborative effort, like kind of like how Snatch Game runs?
Yeah, I think that if we were all to be in the same room, and I guess, I think that if this was like group challenge, I think that if it was a group acting challenge, we would have seen this group of queens thrive even more so. Because I think we've shown throughout this season already that we are a very, very strong group. And I think that magic, literal magic, could have been made if the six of us were there doing it together.
Fair enough. And I want to touch on your runway outfit, which is absolutely stunning, by the way. Absolutely beautiful. What was your thought process behind like curating this outfit?
Liquid Dreams runway. Oh, yeah, the brief was wet and high fashion. Those were the key elements. Do I think I was one of the only people that hit those marks? Yes. Considering what the other girls wore and what they were critiqued on. Yes. My inspiration, I don't know if you've seen the episode.
Yeah.
Do they ask me what my inspiration was? I think I said something about it being a high fashion.
Yes, yes, yes.
High fashion, like masculatory omission or
yes,
something.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stupid.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it was just supposed to be like a gorgeous wet gown.
And what would you say with the whole runway sort of thing as a whole, which was your favorite runway outfit that you went along with throughout the season?
My favorite runway that I got to wear was probably, oh my God, that's such a hard one. I think my favorite one to like wear is the 2-in-1, the crocodile look that I wore in the first episode. Both of my looks that day, including the gold one as well, and like I was very, very proud of, and ultimately it put me in the top, so I can't be mad at how I did there. I can't be mad at the judging there necessarily. I can be, and I will be, because we are judging all around. I was in the top, can't complain.
And last question here, so following on from the season of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, what is next for you, Max?
Look, hopefully I get to continue doing what I love, which is performing. Would love to see more of the world, and I'd love to be able to see more of the world through drag, doing drag and performing in many, many places. So look, if New Zealand wants me back, please come.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I'd love to come back to New Zealand.
No, please do. Please do. New Zealand. Yeah. Yeah, we always need more drag queens here in New Zealand. And actually, sorry, one more question. I just lied before. One more question. Do you have a message for the rest of the queens who are competing on the show?
The five remaining. Yeah, I would say it's kind of echoing something Lazy's been saying, is that go out and do something that you would be proud to then leave the show with. Like, leave with your best foot forward. Just keep going. Try your hardest and be proud of the things that you do.
Fair enough. I actually lied. Sorry. This is genuinely the last question. I just keep thinking of questions off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, Max. I'm so sorry. What would you say you would have learned from this experience?
I would have learned to... That's actually a very, very difficult question.
I'm sorry.
There's so much grief tied up into my experience with this show, and there was so much going on in the background that I'm still navigating what it is that I necessarily learned from this show. Honestly, it's that to trust my gut. Outside opinions, whether they are people that are on a judging panel, whether they are competitors, whether they are people that are typing things online, knowing that you did your best and knowing that you did put your best foot forward. Find solace in that. Find pride in that. Don't let anyone treat you less than the star that you are.
That was Max Drag Queen from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 4. Thank you for the lovely chat. We are slowly heading towards the grand finale, so stay tuned for BFM's coverage of that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.